Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks for listening to RBN. To see the guest schedule for this program, go to Spingola.com, click on the radio schedule button, choose the year and month, and you will see the guests and links to their websites. You may also see the RBN calendar by going to republicbroadcasting.org and clicking on upcoming interviews and events. For emails to during this program, email spingola1@yahoo.com. My regular email is deanna@spingola.com. RBN is conducting a pledge drive to raise some money in order to expand their programming to a wider audience. I hope that you will help in that effort. I hope that you will make a pledge to that drive or participate by purchasing products from the RBN website. Be a part of the solution and participate in the expansion of truth by making a donation or a purchase today, including some RBN business cards or bumper stickers. You may also support RBN by subscribing to the archives at republicbroadcasting.org. Today, or actually Saturday, there is going to be a town hall meeting in Atlanta, and this is to protest or to discuss the problem of what they're actually trying to do is put cell phone towers on public school property, which is indicative of the complicity between the government and the corporations. And so this meeting will be Saturday. This Saturday from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., and I have linked all the information on today's radio schedule page on today's date. So check that out and participate. My guest today is ZCF, and that stands for Zion Crime Factory. His website is zioncrimefactory.com. Welcome to the program, ZCF.
Well, I'm glad to be back on your program. Thanks for inviting me once again.
Well, we just had a really nice program when you were here before, and people really liked what you had to say. They're very impressed by your youth and the fact that you have discovered so many things that, well, quite frankly, a lot of other people haven't, people who should be investigating as you have. In fact, I got an email yesterday from someone. And he says, you know, I am becoming more frustrated with all the Patriot show hosts who use Hitler and the Nazis as a comparison when talking about the state of the country. And that was from Steve. And I think that people really ought to not use this comparison and do a little bit of investigation on their own, as you have done.
Absolutely. That's part of the Jewish propaganda, is to link anything bad with Hitler, Goebbels, and the Nazis. And there's a number of so-called patriots who have adopted this platform to associate anything tyrannical, anything bad, anything horrible with Hitler and National Socialism. And this is perfectly in line with the official Jewish story of World War II. So these people are not telling the truth. They're hiding the truth from you, and they shouldn't be trusted, and you should stop listening to their radio programs.
Whoa. they really are functioning as useless idiots, correct?
Absolutely.
Amazing.
And they're fooling people, because the United States is under the control of the Jewish mafia, not National Socialism was destroyed in World War II. If the Nazis are still in power, then why did Britain, the United States, and Communist Russia converge to destroy German National Socialist Germany? It makes absolutely no sense. And if Hitler and the Nazis are still running things, then why is the United States fighting all of Israel's wars in the Middle East?
Why? Good question. All righty, we do need to go to a three-minute break. We'll be right back.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Theravim. Theravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Theravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit Theravim.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Welcome back. Our guest today is ZCF, and that stands for Zion Crime Factory. And we were talking about some of the minions in the media that are perpetuating a lot of disinformation or misinformation, depending on whether they're doing it out of ignorance or because they are actually deliberately spreading false stories.
Right. Alex Jones seems to be the leader or the progenitor of this disinformation campaign to associate the New World Order with National Socialism, and it's such a ridiculous joke of a claim, because the National Socialists lost World War II, international Jewry won the Second World War, got their State of Israel, and have essentially been projected into world power. Now, if the Nazis are running the New World Order, then why are professors, historians, lawyers, and authors being thrown in prison for questioning the Holocaust in 12 countries? That makes absolutely no sense. Right, they would be the opposite. The opposite would be true if they actually were running things. And also in Germany today, it's illegal to give the Hitler salute. It's illegal to have any kind of National Socialist insignia or symbolism. The swastika is illegal, and people are being thrown in prison just for carrying around a symbol. in Germany today. So this is absurd, and Alex Jones is a complete fool if he's going to continue to promote this idea that Hitler and National Socialism is complicit with a New World Order. If they were complicit with a New World Order, then why was there a World War II? Why did they go after and try to destroy Hitler and National Socialism? It doesn't make any sense. So Alex Jones is a complete fool at this point.
Well, he's got a lot of company, too. We briefly spoke on Monday about Mars, Jim Mars, and his book, The Fourth Reich. And it's very interesting that his book is on the New York Times bestseller list, which, of course, is a list that isn't necessarily because they've sold a lot of copies of any one particular book, but because that is what they want to perpetuate. They want people to buy these books and believe what is written.
The truth never makes it onto the New York Times bestseller list, so that tells you a lot right there. But yeah, this is ridiculous. The New World Order is a movement towards globalism and internationalism, but National Socialism is a nationalist movement. It was against communism. It was against any kind of one world government, which is the ideology of communism, which is Judaism. But I have an article that was in the New York Times from October 6, 1940, that has the heading New World Order Pledged to Jews, in which the head of the British War Cabinet, his name was Arthur Greenwood, said that at the end of World War II, that he would promise or he would pledge international Jewry to create a new world order in which, quote, the conscience of civilized humanity would demand that the wrongs suffered by the Jewish people in so many countries should be righted, end quote. And he added that after the war, an opportunity would be given to Jews everywhere to make a, quote, distinctive and constructive contribution in the rebuilding of the world. So we have a pledge from a top British official during World War II that at the end of the war, international Jewry would be promoted to a position of world domination. So this is completely antithetical to Alex Jones and Jim Mars and these other useful idiots who have been promoting this foolish idea that National Socialism or Nazism is still around. It's still, you know, there's some remnant of this going around. This is a joke. This is a complete joke.
Exactly. And, of course, they are also behind multiculturalism, not only in this country, as they always have been for at least the last 100 years, but they are also in charge of multiculturalism in every other country. And, in fact, on the show just previous to this one, a caller mentioned a video with Barbara Spector. And I had a note about that video, and so I clicked on the URL, and it's no longer there. And so this is very telling, because she basically was fessing up, admitting that the Jews were behind multiculturalism. Right. And so the fact that they took it off, and because YouTube does have a relationship with the ADL, and they took this off, and basically, yeah. So they don't want people to know their agenda. So not only are they removing stuff that is very telling about their agenda, but they are also removing stuff that actually does tell the truth about Adolf Hitler and Germany and National Socialism.
It's interesting that YouTube seems to only ban videos that are critical of Jews, but you could bash the Nazis, you could bash the Vatican, you could bash any other group and make a video about it and post on YouTube, and your videos are not going to be taken down. Your videos are going to be promoted. So, again, it's so blatantly obvious that Jewish power reigns supreme, and anyone promoting anything different seems to be getting attention from the mainstream media, seems to be getting promoted on various programs, and the radio program seems to be doing very well, like Alex Jones is. So why is YouTube banning videos critical of Jewish power if the Nazis are running the show.
Yes. Well, you know, Alex Jones has been on mainstream TV. I didn't see him, but I did hear about it. Apparently he was on The View. And I heard, I don't know whether the source is reliable, but it would appear to be so, that he pretty much sold out. And other people right. have also done that. Joseph Farah of, what does he run? Joseph Farah. WorldNet Daily. Yeah, WorldNet Daily. He used to be out west, and he was bought out, and now he is on the East Coast and promoting the Israeli agenda.
Mm-hmm. Well, Adolf Hitler and Joseph Goebbels were, in my opinion, valiant freedom fighters and truth tellers of the highest caliber. A lot of people don't want to hear that, but it's the truth. The Nazis were really fighting a defensive war against Jewish aggression, which was waged against the Third Reich in 1933 with the Jewish declaration of war against Germany and the global economic boycott designed to bring down Hitler's government. And ironically, today Adolf Hitler has been and Joseph Goebbels have been smeared and vilified and accused of being these big gods of propaganda, and the big lie technique has been attributed to Hitler and Goebbels, which is ridiculous because Adolf Hitler actually anticipated the psychology of the big lie, and he wrote about it in his book Mein Kampf. On page 185, he said, quote, "From time immemorial, however, the Jews have known better than any others how falsehood and calumny can be exploited. Is not their very existence founded on one great lie, namely that they are a religious community, whereas in reality they are a race? And what a race! One of the greatest thinkers that mankind has produced has branded the Jews for all time with a statement which is profoundly and exactly true. He, Schopenhauer, called the Jew the great master of lies. Those who do not realize the truth of that statement or who do not wish to believe it will never be able to lend a hand in helping truth to prevail." And Goebbels has been falsely portrayed as some sort of master of deception, and this view of him is even heralded by the aforementioned kosher clowns like Alex Jones and Jim Mars and so forth, and other ignorant people in the so-called patriot community. There are thousands of websites attributing a false quote to Goebbels that goes something like, "If you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it." There's no legitimate source for that quote at all, and we know it's fake because in reality, Joseph Goebbels always stressed that good propaganda should be accurate and truthful, and said that lying propaganda had a bad cause and would prove unsuccessful in the end. And his exact words were this, and I quote, "Good propaganda does not need to lie. Indeed, it may not lie. It has no reason to fear the truth. It is a mistake to believe that people cannot take the truth. They can. It is only a matter of presenting the truth to people in a way that they will be able to understand. A propaganda that lies proves that it has a bad cause. It cannot be successful in the long run." And I want to throw out a good article here. It's called "Fraudulent Nazi Quotations" by Mark Weber of the Institute for Historical Review, where he debunks a plethora of phony and fake quotes that have been attributed to Hitler and Goebbels and Goering. And this is really just a psychological projection of something that the murderous crypto-Jewish communist named Vladimir Lenin once said. He excitedly advocated any manner of deception, barbarity, and wickedness. He encouraged lies and deceit and stated, quote, "We must utilize all possible cunning and illegal methods, deny and conceal the truth," noting that a lie told often enough becomes the truth. So what we have here is the Jews have flipped the truth on its head. They've projected all of their own lies, all of their own techniques to deceive and manipulate people onto their enemies, principally the National Socialist German Workers' Party in World War II, and they continue to do this. Every time they find an enemy in the world, they project all of their own devilish deeds, all of their own malfeasance onto their enemies in an effort to demonize them, to vilify them, to paint them as the enemy, to get other Gentiles to go and destroy them. And we're seeing it now with Iran.
Exactly. All righty, we do have to go to a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Today is CCF, and that stands for Zion Crime Factory. And we've got a couple of comments here, and we'd also like to play that clip, which is an admittance by Barbara Spector that the Jews are indeed in charge of multiculturalism, not only here in this country, but in other countries. And another comment, and let me just quote it from Veronica, it's a good thing for leaders that men do not think. And that is a fake Hitler quote used by Alex Jones and David Icke frequently. Okay, thanks, Veronica. All right, Dan, do you want to play that clip?
As we heard, there are people in Sweden who support Israel and have a deep sense of the injustice of the present situation. It's these people who give hope to those who still believe that things will get better here. One of them is Barbara Spector, a former American who made Aliyah and then, 10 years ago, with the help of the government of Sweden, set up a non-denominational institute of Jewish learning with the Greek name of Paideia, here in Stockholm. She believes the current wave of anti-Semitism in Sweden will pass and that Jews have an important role to play in a country undergoing profound change.
I think there's a resurgence of anti-Semitism because at this point in time, Europe has not yet learned how to be multicultural. And I think we're going to be part of the throes of that of that transformation, which must take place. Europe is not going to be the monolithic societies that they once were in the last century. Jews are going to be at the center of that. It's a huge transformation for Europe to make. They are now going into a multicultural mode, and Jews will be resented because of our leading role. But without that leading role and without that transformation, Europe will not survive. Paideia.
Well, that says it all, doesn't it? That's an admittance. So
it's incredible how they just brazenly admit their agenda on television and then call you anti-Semitic for pointing it out. Multiculturalism seems to be a tactic of Jewish supremacy. And it seems that all these organizations that they come up with, like the Southern Poverty Law Center, the Anti-Defamation League, and so on and so forth, they seem to be only targeting white people, white European people, for this label of if you're any kind of nationalist or European nationalist or pro-white group, you're racist. But somehow, if you have pro-black groups that are perfectly fine, the SPLC doesn't care about those groups. You have Jewish supremacist groups, of course, they're not being targeted by the SPLC. It's only white European groups and movements that seem to be getting the bad rap in the media, and there is a very anti-white sort of bias in the media. I don't know if you've noticed that as well, but it's apparent to me.
Yes, actually, I have noticed it. And so, of course, they're going to use anything that they can to disseminate, to homogenize every culture, because then they can hide. Because when you have a homogenous group, when you have one group that's, one culture, as it was in Germany, they couldn't hide so easily, and their activities were very blatant. But when you have, so many different groups, and when you have so much diversity, they don't stand out as much. So you're not going to have as much anti-Semitism. And, of course, you wouldn't have so much anti-Semitism if there wasn't so much Semitism, right?
Exactly. And that's one of the ways that they elevate themselves to power, is by undermining the host population through various methods, mainly through media propaganda. They will try to demoralize the host population. They'll bring in foreigners to try and encourage them to mix so that they'll have a divided and truly a hodgepodge of different people, and nobody can get on the same page on anything. And the Jews can then come in and take power and control the government, the media, and the international banks, which, of course, they have done and have done a good job of it these past 200 years or so. They've really established a dictatorial power in the world.
Right. And in this country, particularly since 1965 with the changing of the immigration laws, and if you go back basically the last to 1900, most of the immigration laws have been perpetrated by Jewish congressmen.
Mm-hmm.
Like Seller, right. Emanuel Seller, who was behind a lot of the, between maybe 1920 forward.
Yeah, and that seems to be a promotion of genocide right there, where they're trying to completely wipe out any kind of white European ancestry in the country. And that seems to be what we're heading towards. Also in Europe, there's a massive immigration. It seems to be only in white countries. There's a massive push for immigration and diversity, but you don't see anybody calling for non-Chinese to go into China, or non-Japanese to flood into Japan, or non-Africans to flood into Africa. It seems to only be against Europe and other so-called formerly white nations like Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and America. And they are openly promoting this in the mainstream media, and Barbara Spector confessed on a television, and she is a Zionist, she is a Jewish supremacist, which doesn't make a lot of sense that a supremacist is promoting multiculturalism. Now, these Jews they want to take over the world, and they believe they're superior to non-Jews. And in the Talmud, it says something like, the moment the Messiah comes, all will be anxious to serve Israel as slaves.
Right. We do have to go to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
All righty, welcome back. Our guest today is ZCF, and that stands for Zion Crime Factory. The website is zioncrimefactory.com. And you did a really great article about the 6 million myth.
Right.
Mm. Yes. Very, very good.
Thank you.
Well, all of your stuff is good.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, the 6 million myth is very damaging. That article that I put together, I basically just reproduce a number of newspaper clippings and articles from Jewish sources going back to the year 1890 that demonstrate that the Jews have attempted to instill this myth of 6 million dead or dying Jews going back many decades before the Second World War. Back to World War I, we find that they were claiming 6 million Jews were dying in a Holocaust. According to Martin H. Glynn in the American Hebrew Magazine. But what's interesting, one of the quotes that I found here from 1991 from a Jewish Freemason named Ian J. Kagadan, or I forget his name exactly, but he's from the B'nai B'rith, Canada, which is B'nai B'rith is a Jewish Masonic secret society. And Ian J. Kagadan said in the Toronto Sun, quote, memory of the Holocaust is central to the New World Order, and achieving our quest of a New World Order depends on our learning the Holocaust's lessons. So this is absolutely incredible admittance that this Holocaust story was to be used as sort of like a vehicle to promote Jewish domination, Jewish supremacy, so that nobody in the world could question anything Jews do. From 1945 onward, they just used this story as sort of like a ideological sledgehammer to beat Gentiles over the head with any time we criticize their devilish deeds in the world, which culminating in the ethnic cleansing and facilitated the ethnic cleansing and colonization of Palestine. So this is the agenda from their own mouths, from their own words, that the Holocaust story is to be used as the platform for the Jew World Order. As I said in my essay, The Jew World Order is Upon Us, Beware. But today, the Holocaust story, or the tall tale of the Holocaust, has taken the form of a bizarre religious cult with its own rites and rituals and shrines and holy sites. Like Auschwitz today is sort of like a Disneyland-style horror theme park. Although I must say it's not very scary, seeing as it has a swimming pool, a cinema, a soccer field, a brothel, a post office, has hospitals, a sauna, a library, you know, everything you would expect to see in a perilous death camp, right?
Right. excuse me. Ben Weintraub also quoted that, the guy from B'nai B'rith, in his book. It's called The Holocaust Dogma of Judaism.
Right.
Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, I haven't read the book, but I do promote it because I've heard that he goes into the origins of the 6 million figure and how it's connected to a Torah prophecy in the Torah that said 6 million Jews had to perish in a fiery Holocaust before they could make their gallant return to the Promised Land and take over Palestine once again. That is the agenda. That is the basis of this 6 million figure. It is a Kabbalistic fable, a number they've used dozens and dozens of times before. But the Holocaust story is a state-enforced and protected religious dogma of the West, which is why I call it Holocaustianity. It is illegal to question, dispute, or deny it in over a dozen European countries, as many revisionists have found out firsthand. I consider the Holocaust story to be a far-fetched Zionist-trumpeted conspiracy theory, because that's what it is, this allegation of a national socialist conspiracy to wipe out all European Jews, but somehow millions upon millions happen to survive and are able to tell their stories and live into their 90s. They were liberated with such good health that they're living into their 80s and 90s, going on television and going to tell their stories to little school children and lie to school children about defecating diamonds and so on and so forth. But it's really been utilized as sort of a money-making enterprise, right? A larcenist type of con where Jewish professor Norman Finkelstein dubbed the Holocaust industry. They're coming out with books and memoirs and museums, Hollywood movies, and it seems to be a very profitable racket for the Jews. So it's pretty disgusting at this point.
Exactly, and basically you've nailed it, because it is kind of a religion, which brings up the question, of course, is why is it taught in schools when there is such an anti-Christian mentality associated with the schools now? And we also have all of those Holocaust museums, and I don't think the average person recognizes or realizes just exactly how many Holocaust museums we have, and that the taxpayer actually has paid for them, which means that the government is actually requisitioning money from the taxpayers to fund a religion, because, as you say, it's it's supposed to be prophecy according to the Torah or to the Talmud. And so the state, the federal government, is subsidizing a religion every time it builds one of these United States Holocaust Museums, because that is what they call it, United States Holocaust Museum, and it has branches in several cities. And so what right. else would that mean, unless it's they are subsidizing a religion? And, of course, the menorah at the White House is also very telling.
Yes, on the White House lawn. That seems to be like their stamp of sort of like when a dog marks his territory. You know. I wanted to mention Nahum Goldman, who was the leader of the World Jewish Congress for many years. He admitted in his book, The Jewish Paradox, that during World War II, in 1941 or 42, two Jews at the World Jewish Congress came up with the idea for a post-war tribunal, a show trial, to punish the Germans for crimes that largely never happened, as we know now. And also they came up with the concept of making the Germans pay reparations to the Jews, and that this money would be used to finance the settlement of Jews in Palestine. So this fits in perfectly with Rabbi Stephen Wise's statement in 1900, 45 years before the end of World War II, that 6 million, there are 6 million living, bleeding, suffering arguments in favor of Zionism. So this falls right into place, and I demonstrate this in my timeline. I'm just going to quote his book. On page 122 of The Jewish Paradox, he says, during the war, the WJC had created an Institute of Jewish Affairs in New York. The directors were two great Lithuanian Jewish jurists, Jacob and Nehemiah Robinson. Thanks to them, the Institute worked out two completely revolutionary ideas, the Nuremberg Tribunal and German reparations. And on to page 123, it says, quote, according to the Institute's conclusions, the German reparations would first have to be paid to people who had lost their belongings through the Nazis. Further, if, as we had hoped, the Jewish state was created, the Germans would pay compensation to enable the survivors to settle there. The first time this idea was expressed was during the war, in the course of a conference in Baltimore. So they had already been planning this. This was on their agenda from day one when they instigated World War II, because it was instigated by international Jewry from day one. They were the rabble-rousers and the slave drivers. They were promoting all the propaganda against Germany in America and Britain to drive these nations into war against Germany. Winston Churchill was their main agent, who was on the payroll of this group called the Focus, which was a group of Jewish financiers. David Irving documented this very well, that Winston Churchill was on the payroll of rich Jews, and they put him in power to start World War II, which he did in 1939 when he declared war against Germany. So this is very telling in my timeline. The 6 million myth is just absolutely devastating to their narrative that 6 million Jews died, because they were declaring that 6 million Jews had died during the war. They were claiming this, and even before the war ended, they had declared that 6 million Jews had died. Elie Ehrenberg, who was a Jewish communist propagandist for Joseph Stalin, in 1944, in early 1945, I would say January, the war ended in May 1945, I believe.
Yes, May 8th.
And in January 1945, he already declared that 6 million Jews had been killed by Germany, Elie Ehrenberg. So that's a proof, absolute 100% proof, that this was a premeditated hoax, that they had already been planning to get this going, and they declared it a little too early. So they're very reckless with their lies. They're very reckless with their propaganda and these myths and stories they want to fabricate for political gain and political ambitions.
Well, you know, it's very interesting, too, with the idea of a world tribunal, because members of the American Jewish Congress, which was founded in 1918, elected Jacob H. Schiff, Louis Marshall, Stephen Wise, Abram I. Elkus, and Julian Mack to its executive committee with an aim towards convening a world tribunal. Now, this was in 1918, And following World War One, they were not successful in doing that, but they did it after World War Two.
Yeah, the Nuremberg Tribunal was a ridiculous hoax and show trial. It's like you're making war criminals out of just being a military general during a war. If you lose the war, all of a sudden you're a war criminal. If you win the war, you're not a war criminal, even if you committed atrocious, despicable war crimes, as did Winston Churchill, Roosevelt, Joseph Stalin, who butchered tens of millions of people. Millions of Germans were slaughtered deliberately, civilians starved to death after the war. They dropped two nuclear bombs on Japan, and none of these people were ever brought to justice. But these Germans were accused of things that are physically impossible, couldn't have happened, and they're being strung up and hung at the Nuremberg trial. And a U.S. congressman, I think his name was Thomas Dodd, who was complicit with international Jewry. He was a tool of them. And he said, he admitted that 75% of the lawyers, the staff at Nuremberg and the judges and so forth were Jewish. It was a complete Jewish show trial. And communist officials who were guilty of slaughtering tens of millions of people in gulags and who were running Stalin's show trials back in Russia were the leading Soviet judges at this Nuremberg tribunal. And two of the Soviet officials who had signed the affidavit falsely blaming the Germans for the Katyn Forest massacre, which in 1990 the Russian government admitted that it was the NKVD, the Soviet secret police, who was responsible for the massacre of 20,000 plus Poles in the Katyn Forest, or they buried them in the Katyn Forest. And the Germans actually discovered those graves and exposed this crime to the world. And they ended up being blamed for it at the Nuremberg trials by these two Soviet officials who got fake witnesses and the phony documents. And the two same Soviet officials who blamed the Germans for this were signing all the affidavits that Auschwitz had gas chambers and all these claims that they had steam chambers and electrocution chambers. So how could we trust anything they say when it's the same people who admittedly lied about the Katyn Forest massacre, giving us all this phony information about Auschwitz and the German camps in Eastern Europe? How could we possibly trust what they have to say?
Exactly. I think they hung some of the people during Purim, the Jewish mm-hmm. holiday. And then, of course, you have Eisenhower with his death camps. He came back to be president.
That's exactly why he was president, because he was...
He went along with it.
A rabid anti-German bigot. He hated Germans. He wanted to mass murder them at the end of the war, and he was successful in killing upwards of 1.7 million, I believe, in a death camp, in an open air concentration camp at the end of the war. So if you're a malevolent genocidal maniac, you seem to get rewarded these days. You seem to be put in positions of power. But if you're someone who tells the truth, you're on the fringes and outskirts of society, and you're being demonized and vilified. So the bad guys of history become the heroes and are venerated in our history books, like Winston Churchill, and the good guys like Goebbels and Adolf Hitler are made into demons and devils, who are scorned and vilified and hated by most of the world via Hollywood propaganda films. I think they've made hundreds upon hundreds of Holocaust, holo-hoax type propaganda movies since 1987, over 200, I believe. So that's the incredible hatred from these Jews, that they have to go for decades on end demonizing somebody that they don't like.
Exactly. And that's proof right there that the National Socialists did not come over here and take over the country. My gosh, how stupid for people to even promote that.
That was the propaganda line during the war, was that Adolf Hitler was this raging maniac who wanted to take over the world. That was the claim, or that he wanted to go. I've even heard claims that he wanted to go over and collect every Jew in the world and kill every Jew in the world. What would he'd have to fly around to Asia and Africa and North America collecting every Jew in the world? It's absurd, and people believed this during World War II. That's that was part of the anti-German campaign in America launched by the Jewish media, was to promote the Germans as aggressors, as barbarians who wanted to take over Europe. Really, they just wanted, Hitler just wanted to take over those territories that he lost after World War I, the city of Danzig, the Sudetenland in Czechoslovakia, and so on. He didn't want to take over Europe. He had no intention to take over Europe. It was Britain that was all over the world occupying countries. So how could Britain lay claim that Germany is wrong for taking back their own territories that belonged to them before, when Britain is all over the world, colonizing all these countries? It's absurd.
Exactly. Yes, absolutely. And it was that way in World War One. I mean, all the propaganda before and all the movies that were produced in Hollywood, I can't remember some of the names of them, but there were several that were produced. They were all produced by Jews. The Great Hun and,
Right.
And of course, they had a propaganda organization, agency in the U.S. government as they did in Britain.
Absolutely. So, Hollywood is a Jewish colony.
How true. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now, 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Our guest guest today is ZCF, which stands for Zion Crime Factory. The website is zioncrimefactory.com. And you mentioned that Hollywood is an Israeli settlement, basically. And we also have Wikipedia, which I have a two-minute clip that one of our listeners asked to have played about Wikipedia, and that Israel is paying internet workers to manipulate Wikipedia. So, Dan, could you go ahead and play that two-minute clip? Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, it seems that Wikipedia, if you write anything critical of Jewry, of Judaism, of Zionism, of Israel, they will delete what you wrote. But if they have articles slandering and smearing the Nazis, so where's Alex Jones? I want to ask him, if the Nazis are in control, why is Wikipedia suppressing anti Judaism and anti Zionism, but is bashing Hitler and Germany and Nazis? I want to put that to Alex Jones and see what his answer is. It'll be pretty hilarious to see him stumble on trying to come up with an answer for that. But it's same thing with YouTube or any of these major sites. You can't criticize Jews on them, and you will be banned. You will be suppressed and banned. But if you are pro-Jewish, you seem to be getting promoted.
And you might say the same thing for Amazon in their forums. And so, you know, when you write something that is pro-Hitler, then they will absolutely take that right off. Okay, we've got that clip about Wikipedia, so go ahead and play that. Thanks.
Moetzet Yesh, in conjunction with My Israel, has arranged an instruction day for wiki editors. The goal of the day is to teach people how to edit in Wikipedia, which is the number one source of information today in the world. As way of example, if someone searches the Gaza flotilla, we want to be there. We want to be the guys who influence what is written there, how it's written, and to ensure that it's balanced and Zionist in nature.
I came here to learn more about how we as Israelis and as Jews can defend Israel online, on the internet, and particularly in Wikipedia in this case. Wikipedia is a bit of a complex system, and it's sometimes hard to figure out the rules. I personally tried to edit things in Wikipedia that were against Israel, small things, and my changes were erased or undone, and I didn't understand why. And I think that this kind of knowledge is important for anyone who wants to be active in defending Israel on the internet, so that we can go and we can see the information and we can say, this isn't quite right, it's showing one side of the story, and I have the power and the right to change that. And in general, it's so important for us to be online, working to defend ourselves and to prove to the world and to ourselves that we are just and we are right. And because right now, if you look online, if you do searches for certain terms related to Israel, it's just filled with anti-Semitism, anti-Zionism, and garbage. And there's not enough of us out there working to counteract that and make sure that the other side of the story, our side of the story, and our right side of the story is getting the right coverage and the coverage that it needs. So this type of initiative and initiatives like that to educate and promote defense of Israel online are extremely important, and I hope we'll see more of this in the future.
Unbelievable.
that's
not unbelievable.
That's just the most disgusting thing I've ever heard. It's so completely Orwellian, because they're complaining that Wikipedia is biased against Jews, against Zionism. Wikipedia is the most pro-Jewish source, one of the most on the internet. They have an entire series of articles about anti-Semitism in which they paint the Jews as an angelic race who's never committed a crime in the history of mankind and any kind of... right?
We do have to take a one-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.